There's a surprising new conservation tool on the market, at least new to Wisconsin. A nature preserve in Mequon is bringing a dog on staff to sniff out a couple of plant and animal species. One it hopes to get rid of, the other it wants to protect. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz steps in on a training session and introduces us to Tilia, the young chocolate lab just learning her craft.
Kathy Hatch has been busy.
One of those three little plants over there that's kind of sticking up.
Hiding several plants amidst tall grasses outside the Mequon Nature Preserve.
And then there's one at the edge of the grass line.
Hatch spends 2 days a week here teaching young Tilia the art of sniffing out specific scents. She says the dog's task is exhausting. Corey Gritzmacher with Mequon Nature Preserve commiserates. Hatch also is training him so he can work with Tilia as her handler.
There's many days I go home after training, my brain hurts a little bit because it's not just trying to figure out the dog to go sniff out in the weeds and find a plant. There's definitely a science behind it, without a doubt. I'll set her up over here.
Tilia, wearing her official blue work vest, romps off onto the nature preserve grounds southeast of the city of Mequon with Gritzmacher in tow. Kathy Hatch closely watches the team at work.
He's going to watch the way her nose goes, the way her head turns, and he's going to follow the dog. Moving in a way that supports the dog but doesn't help the dog. See how she turns?
Hatch says dogs don't usually make sharp turns like this, unless there's a reason. She says Tilia must have smelled something. Turns out the trainee was temporarily distracted by some deer poop. What Tilia is learning to find but not touch is an invasive species called wild parsnip. It's a nasty plant. Not only does it spread and crowd out native plants, its sap, if touched by animal or human, can cause serious burns. Tilia bounds off in a new direction and this time sniffs out one of the parsnip plants Hatch has hidden.
Good girl.
The dog responds exactly as she was trained.
They put their nose near it and then they will stay in one place and look for the handler. See how she did that? Yep, so they're waiting for their cookie or their toy reward, but the handler has to check out. Did you really get it? Is that what we're looking for? Oh, good job.
Dogs are good at finding invasive species because their sniffing power far surpasses mere humans' ability to see where the plants are popping up. Then people can remove them. Hatch says one day Corey Gritzmacher will be able to remove the leash and Tilia will stay on task even if she sees a deer.
She will be so focused on her target odor that she will acknowledge there's a deer there but not care because I'm working for either salamanders or wild parsnip.
Yes, Hatch said salamander. Mequon Nature Preserve is putting as much energy into ridding its landscape of wild parsnip as it is encouraging salamanders to live here. Over the last few years, the preserve has been transferring two native species, blue-spotted and eastern tiger, from nearby healthy populations, hoping they will thrive on the preserve property. Handler Corey Gritzmacher says Tilia is learning to sniff out signs that salamander populations are taking hold.
So this is where the dog's going to speed things up and expedite things for us and help us out.
Trainer Kathy Hatch says Tilia's sniffing potential is boundless.
If it has an odor, the dog can be trained on it.
But downtime is also important. After her 20-minute workout, Tilia scampers back indoors to chill. Hatch says it's a valuable component of her training.
It's called latent learning. And so while she's resting, she's actually processing everything that went down out there.
Tilia will also enjoy time away from the job. She'll spend nights and weekends with the Nature Preserve's director and her family. Tilia may be Wisconsin's first on-staff conservation dog, but Pete Copolillo predicts she won't be the last. He heads Working Dogs for Conservation, a Montana-based organization.
I think they're out ahead of the curve. I think in 10 years' time, virtually every nature preserve, every federal agency, state land management agencies, they'll have their own dog teams because they're so cost-effective and they're so good at what they do.
And, Copolillo adds, dogs are the perfect outreach tool. A friendly pooch sniffing out an invasive plant draws far more oohs and ahs than a human any day.
Good girl.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.